Hi, you guys. Welcome to episode 26 with Diversified Experience with Esmeralda, which is myself. So I'm just going to do a quick, just a quick episode. It's going to be just like a little, I saw Damon John do it sometimes on some of his episodes. I see Gary Vee do it sometimes as well. Very small mini episodes, kind of like just tips here and there. I'm going to start doing that to try to be a little bit more productive and continuing to, you know, produce content and episodes. So I want to share with you guys something that I've been doing that a lot of people do, but it's worked a little bit better for me. So obviously we always hear sit down and write your goals, right? Write down what you need to do, this and that. So sometimes it doesn't always work out for me. So what I've been doing is when I have productive days, even though there's days I may forget the littlest thing, I do. You know, it happens to all of us. We hate it. But what I've been doing is a today to-do list, like a daily to-do list. Do I do it every day? No. Do I want to? Yeah. But I've noticed that when you have it in front of you and it should be obvious, but yet it, you know, sometimes it isn't. Sometimes things that you need to do on the daily, write them down and stick to it and go out and just do your errands. Sometimes you get caught up in one thing or another and you forget the littlest thing, and you know what? That could affect your productivity later on in the rest of the days. So I've been doing that. It's been working well because sometimes I've tried to write down my monthly goals. It doesn't always work. And when I do my to-do list, I have a little notepad that's like, let me see, 3-4 inches, a little bit bigger than a pocket size, you know, something that you can fit in the back of your pocket. So something a little bit bigger. I wish I could have a bigger one because I would walk around with more stuff and I would be more productive, but I don't always have a big ass purse. Sometimes I do and I don't want to carry so much shit. It's just freaking weird. But you know what? Seeing it, and when I'm in my car, I have it like on the side because I'm driving around doing all my errands and things I need to do, obviously, in my car. And I don't always have it in my purse. I keep it on the side. And as I go, I scratch off what I need to do. It's funny because some people might do a check mark. A check mark or a line, I completely scratched the whole thing off. You could barely see it, like a bunch of lines. It's weird. I know there's something behind that. I need to look into it. It's so weird. But that's what I've been doing. And that really, really helps me. You know what? Towards the back, you could write other weekly goals. Maybe not all the monthly ones, because there's little small things that go into monthly or yearly goals. Even simply going to buy something for your lunch, or, you know, that's a little goal that might get carried away. You know, oh, I want to, you know, make this for lunch tomorrow, blah, blah, but yet I need this, that, you know, that gets out of hand sometimes, especially people who are way more busy than I am. Maybe you have the help. I don't. Hopefully I'm going to get to the point that I have an assistant that does small little personal errands. I have one that does certain things for me virtually. And that's going great. That's going great. That's also another thing. I don't want to focus it on that, but just a quick thing. You can look for cheap virtual assistants. You know where? Google them, okay? Find them on LinkedIn, Twitter, any of the social medias. You know what? Search the hashtag virtual assistant, or hire, this and that. And you know what? You'll probably... I've tried one or two before I got to this one that I kind of want to keep more. I've tried kind of like monthly... I wouldn't say packages, but that's kind of how you view work. You either, they have little packages, or either you could negotiate a deal. It's not always based on hours, or sometimes it is. But look for what's good for you. It's a little investment. I know not everybody has it, but you know what? I think you should take the risk. If you see it as a risk, it is sometimes a risk for some people. Because obviously it's a financial investment and not everybody can do that. But do it. Take the risk, one or two. And then that way when you find another one, or when you need to look for another one, you know what to look for. Sounds weird, but it's true. It's funny because sometimes you feel one thing's going to be the best and yet it's not. Somebody else does a better job at it. So that was episode 26, just something very small. I know that sometimes you might want to listen to obviously something else, and sometimes that happens to me as well. But thank you for listening. I just wanted to share that quick thing that I've been doing in my day, in my business, and in my career. It works with a lot of stuff, not just work, you know, with small branding that you do, side jobs, even the daily to-do list. And you know what? A lot of people do it, but it's just so weird how a simple adjustment was made, and it works a little bit better for me for the most part. But anyways, have a great day, and I'll see you in the next episode. Bye, you guys.